Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets, will continue the calls on the Mets and their pathetic display last night. If they have enough to hang on here, 4 games to go in the regular season, 1 game lead over both the Reds and Diamondbacks, who also lost last night, but both those teams own the tiebreaker. As for the Yankees, BT, this is where it gets exciting to me. All the trash talk from the Blue Jays, their announcer, all that nonsense from Toronto was looking good until about a week ago. And now, all of a sudden, the Blue Jays have a problem. They can't buy a win. The Yankees are clearly in their heads. See John Boy and George Springer when he did the breakdown. Springer complained, oh, they just want to give the division to New York. No, they don't, but you're going to cough it up because the Yankees are going to come get it. And the Yankees earning their way, beating the snot out of some of these bad teams, but also even more importantly, beating the good teams over the last month or so, winning series, slowly chipping away. Here we are. They're finally tied. Okay, Toronto has a tiebreaker due to head-to-head. 4 games to go. The Blue Jays have 1 more with the Red Sox and then 3 with the Rays. Yankees play the White Sox and then the Orioles. You tell me what you think. I think the Yankees are going to win this division, and it is going to be the sweetest division win in quite some time.
I think they're going to win it, too. And as I said many times, I haven't really thought that until the last day or so here. Look at this, man. Loss, 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 win, loss, loss. That's what Toronto's done their last, 8 games? And they're just not hitting. I mean, you go back, 1 run, 0 runs, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run. I mean, that is amazing. So, you know, they've lost their way, and whether it's Springer's reaction, some of the comments, yeah, it would be very sweet. You see Kirk getting thrown out from right field last night. That's awesome.
I did see that.
That is awesome. Now, here's where it gets very interesting, okay? And I don't want to assume everybody knows this. You and I were talking about this during the break, but I want to make sure everybody knows. So, obviously, a little different format. You have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. That's the wild card. 2 of the 3, it's 2 out of 3, obviously. All 3 at the higher seed. That's basic stuff. But where it gets interesting, If the Yankees can win the division, and I'm with you, at this point I think they're going to. If they can win the division and bypass the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday situation, well, now you're going to have Fried obviously ready to go game 1, which will be Saturday. Both the American League and the National League Divisional Series are on Saturday. But let's say Toronto somehow wakes up and they win the division. Well, you would have Max Fried going on Tuesday night in game 1 of the wild card,
yeah,
which means with game 1 of the DS being Saturday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're going to pitch them on 3 days rest?
No.
Exactly. So how this complicates their ability to structure the staff, and then that would impact Rodon, who would go on Wednesday, and then that would impact his divisional start. So it's not just getting rest, But it's more importantly setting up the rotation.
Yeah, and to me, even more important, not playing the Red Sox. Like, that's the most dangerous. If I look at the postseason format, now, the Mariners, I think, can be a legitimate opponent. I don't know if I wouldn't. I wouldn't pick them over the Yankees, but they are at least a legitimate opponent with their pitching, with the season Raleigh's having, and wouldn't that be a series?
Aaron Judge and the
Yankees versus Cal Raleigh and the Mariners, so that could be some fun potentially down the road. You know, a little history there with the Yankees and Mariners dating back to whether it's 2000, whether it's 95, all that stuff. Anyway, so
95.
The most dangerous series to me is always going to be the shorter series. So a best of three against the Red Sox with their pitching, which, especially the way the Red Sox have handled the Yankees this year, that would frighten me. They can avoid that and get the first round bye. Let the Red Sox go have their way with Toronto and see who comes out of that series.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to play both of them. You have to play one of them potentially down the road. So that is a huge advantage. I guess the only question would be, is it too much rest? Obviously, you're off the entire week, Monday through Friday, and before you get going in game one. Most teams, if not every team, would sign up to have that and deal with it. But we've heard from, I talked to Terry Collins about this quite a bit. He thought that sweeping the Cubs in 2015 hurt the Mets' momentum going into the World Series a little bit.
Okay.
So there's momentum as a part of it. But, I mean, come on. You'd rather play one fewer series and get everything in order the way that you wanted in the division
round. I could see both ways, you know, especially a sport that is streaky, like baseball. You know, you're in a good zone. You want to get back in that batter's box and keep it moving. You're not. That little respite could actually, you know, re-trigger something and kind of reset and recalibrate and, you know, do some work behind the scenes and get you back in gear. I don't know the answer. Everybody's different. I think that it's probably better to have the rest because of the bullpen. Yanks bullpen's been going, you know, even though their starters, Freed's giving you length, Rodon's giving you length as well. But, you know, the more rest you could get there, I think that that's advantageous. Also, like, if it is a Seattle coming in, just say Seattle, that's a 2,900-mile trip across the country, which means that's an extra couple of days they're out of their bed. I can make a case both ways, but what I want to ask you this, and this is...
Seattle would be the... Let's just say the Yankees win the division. Right now they have a game lead on the Mariners for the 2 seed. I'm just trying to do the math here and project it forward. Let's say the Yankees win the division. Seattle would be the 2 seed, so they both would get byes, which means they wouldn't play each other to the championship series, right?
Let me see. So division
These
winner.
Formats.
Right now it's the 4. Right now the Yanks are 4-5, okay, right. with the Red Sox.
Right. So assume they win the division.
If they win the division, they would go to 1. Seattle would stay at 2. Right. You're right. They would not play each other in the first round. That would be the Tigers or the Guardians or the Red Sox.
In the division round.
Yes, correct. Correct.
The Yankees would get the lowest seed, right? Remaining, I think, it reseeds.
Yeah, they would do that. Every year it's different.
Yeah, but all these things I used to know.
I know.
I mean, come on, I knew them better than I knew my own name and my family's names.
Well, they keep changing it.
I know. The seeding, the reseeding, all the sports, it's impossible to keep up. But it used to be 1 through 8. Okay, here we go. You
can reseed
certain things. Or baseball, obviously, just the division winners, and there you go. Even with the wild card, it was pretty simple, Matt, when you just had the one wild card. Anyway, point is, the Yankees, like, now, to me, they're in the driver's seat.
They are.
With their schedule being tied currently. Four games. I'd rather be the Yankees right now, even without the tiebreaker, than I would the Blue Jays.
I think I'd rather be the Yankees right now more than anybody else in baseball. And this is what you were asking me yesterday. Like, who would you want to change places with? You know, because the Yankees are playing great ball. They're healthy, knock on wood. You got a chance to, you got the easiest schedule that's out there. You know, you got a team that you're trying to chase, and now you've caught them. You don't have the tiebreaker, but you've caught them. And that team is playing horrendously in Toronto. They've lost their way. So a lot of things, you know, the Yankees, top of the rotation, is pitching amazing. Mm. So here's my question, though. So, and I go both ways. I know my answer, but I want you to answer this first. Let's say the Yankees go into the Sunday game against the Orioles this Sunday. It's a 3:05. Everybody starts at 3 o'clock, as we know, on Sunday. And if the Yankees win, meaning the tiebreaker is already baked in here, if the Yankees win that game, they win the division.
Okay, how many days rest is free? Who's pitching that game right now?
Well, that's where I'm going to go. So right now it's Rodon tonight. Okay. And the weather's going to be an issue tonight, so we'll see. So Rodon tonight. Tomorrow, they haven't announced anybody. I would imagine it will be, I would think, Will Warren, I would think. Right now, it's Schlittler Saturday and Heel on Sunday.
No, so it would be short rest for Freed, right?
It would be short rest for Freed.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, but would you not do it because of the short rest?
Yes.
Okay.
And two reasons.
Yeah, this is where I was going to go.
One, I don't think that they need him. Two, I would not do it with the short rest. Now, The counter is that, oh, you're saying like if they didn't win.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's why I want to talk through this. There's a lot of decisions that got made.
I would not do. I think the fact that it would be short rest makes it an easy decision for Boone.
Easier.
Yeah. I would not do it because I think they could get by the Orioles without having to go to Fried, and it's just too much risk there if you don't get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they could beat the Orioles too without Max Fried, but right now Luis Gil would be the starter, and... And we like Luis Gil, but he's also had some bounce with control this year. And, you know, I mean, no safety doesn't go out there and walk three or four guys in the first inning or two.
But don't you
and
think,
the Yankees are down 4-1. You got problems.
Don't you think there's a difference between going for the division and having Max Fried start that game on short rest against the Orioles?
I do.
Like that's not... They're going to go for the division. That, to me, is an extreme.
Well, but then you're not really going for the division. I don't think it's an extreme. I mean, many pitchers have gone on short rest here. Now, I'd like to do a deeper dive. What is his track record on the shorter rest?
Save that for the postseason, though.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. But this is where I think it gets complicated. So, and I don't think that they would move him up, by the way. I think that that's what they would do.
Right.
All right? But now... If you were to move him up and you were to get extra aggressive because you want that extra week and all the other things that we talked about, and you lose that game, well, now you don't have Max Fried for game one of the wild card.
Yeah, which is why
and that's
never.
The reason why I wouldn't do it. Not that it's short rest or I could beat the Orioles without Luis Gil. If I'm
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Aaron Boone, there's no way in hell that I'm going to put myself in a vulnerable spot where if we don't, and Baltimore's a major league team, it's no guarantee that you win. Yeah. If you don't win, he wouldn't pitch the entire wild card series.
Yeah, no,
there's no way.
He can't pitch. So, and I'm sure that didn't they already say that with Talking Yanks, with John Boy? Didn't Boone say that?
They talked about it. I don't know if it was fully confirmed.
They lined it up to the point where he wouldn't be pitching that final day free.
But did they follow up? Did they ask what we're talking about now?
I don't know. I'm sure they did. I'm sure that they did. So I don't think it's on the table.
No, but it's a good question to ask. I mean, it's not like it's a day of rest that separates two. Like going, and again, I wouldn't do it neither with you, and I don't think the Yankees would either.
3 days rest, right?
Yeah, but I mean, think about this, Sal. If you have a chance to lock down the division and let other teams beat each other up and waste their pitching, and you get to chill for a week, you can't tell me that it should at least be considered on the lowest level.
Problem is, there's no guarantee for me. The risk at now, if it were a more difficult opponent, like I would value winning the division that greatly. That okay, it would be a consideration. I just because it's the Orioles. Like, come on.
See, I don't look at it that way at all. To me, it's either...
Yankees at home against the Orioles but in a must-win spot to win the division. You think they're going to lose that game?
I don't think they're going to lose. No, come on. I mean, you could. Eh. I mean,
If they do, I don't believe it's going to be because, like, it's not like Heel, who would start that game otherwise, is going to be that bad. Even if he is, you go to the bullpen, like, you have a quick hook. But I don't think they're going to lose that because of Heel. They lose it because they're not going to hit enough or whatever.
Yeah, I just wanted to present it for everybody because, again, I think that they'll do what we want them to do, which would mean don't get too reckless here and risk, you know, not having Freed for the divisional round. But it's something to think about.
John is calling from the Bronx. What's up, John?
Hey, man.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to thank you guys for doing a great show each and every day. Hands down, the best show on The Fan. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well deserved. I also want to thank you both for voicing the collective frustration with New York sports. I'm a Yankees fan. I don't take their success for granted. The Knicks are finally shaking off the Isaiah years. But the Jets, the Giants, the Nets, oh, my God, it's depressing. When I hear Sal today say he's losing hope that the Mets are going to make the playoffs, it pisses me off. It's not fair. New Yorkers, we deserve better. It's terrible. I mean...
Let me just be clear, John, in case you didn't get the message. It's not that I'm losing hope. It's that I think this team is dead in the water and have been for a week. That's how I felt. So it's not about hope. I think they're done, dead, whatever you want to say. There's no way the Mets are making the playoffs.
No, you had hope last week. You had hope last week. No. We're in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. And
no, two weeks ago, yes. Last week, no. After, and thank you for the call, John, and thank you for the kind words. And I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, we could all use, like, I mean, the Knicks have been good and at least exciting, but even they at the end have disappointed. The Jets and the Giants have both been awful collectively for far too long. The Mets have been inconsistent at best, and that's being nice over the recent years. And the Yankees have really carried the bulk of the success in this town for many, many, many years. But no, I just, to me with the Mets, it was not about hope or belief. It was always about, okay, I thought that this team was good enough to hold off the Diamondbacks, Reds, or Giants. You've seen what happens with the Giants. They've already fallen out of it, so the Giants are done. So that part of it was right. I just thought the Mets would win a game or two more, and that just hasn't happened. I was having belief, BT, or reason to think that they were going to make it before they lost 8 in a row. It was in the middle of that, and then just kept losing and losing and losing.
Mm-hmm.
I saw enough, and then you do the math projecting it out. That's where I lost the idea that they were going to go to the postseason.
No, I get it. Listen, I've sit here every day with you, and I think that you've been surprisingly pretty balanced throughout all this. I really do. I don't think that you've been all over the map. I'm surprised. No, not surprised, because now I know you well enough where, you know, I think if 2 years ago I would have been surprised. But no, I think what you've said has been consistent. Like, I don't think that you've been ever too high with this team or too low. I think that the lowness has been earned.
Yeah,
quite frankly.
Well, the problem is, one of the reasons why I feel like I was more measured this year than years past was because of what we saw a year ago. The way the sport is in itself, like, the regular season unfortunately doesn't mean as much. So when I was quick to bury the Mets a year ago, they came back and get to the NLCS. If I see that, how could I then again say, well, the Mets are going to win the World Series because they're the best team in baseball?
Yeah,
or the Mets are done
because
they went through a bad stretch. So I was letting it play out. But ultimately, it's gotten to a point now where you have to look at this realistically and say, who the hell, and I was for a week, who the hell is going to pitch? That includes Tong, who had one good, one bad in the final 10. That includes Peterson, who I would have never run out there again, but they did because they had to, and he got beat up again.
Yeah.
It includes Holmes, Mania. Like, do we need to go on? Senga, who couldn't even get out of the minors to come back?
It's
almost everybody outside of McLean.
I just don't really agree with John's assertion about the overall feel of the sports scene, because I think that the Jets and the Giants have made it much worse than it really is, because we love football. And we want to talk about good winning football, and there's always a problem. Now, Jackson Dart thankfully gives us a ray of hope, and hopefully Aaron Glenn and the Jets could beat the Dolphins, and maybe, you know, the schedule is going to soften up, and then we get at least the remnants of a season here. But if you really step back and you think about it, until both teams are eliminated, right now the Yankees and, you know, I will just provide this little fact. And the Mets have a chance to win a World Series this year. You know, the Knicks are on the short list to win a championship and at the very least get to the finals. You know, the Rangers, I know that they hit the reset button a little bit here.
Now do the Jets and Giants.
Well, no, there's not much to do there, but Rangers.
Dark. I mean, Dark's going to be excited.
I know what I'm saying. Like, the Rangers have given their fans, and this year will be a little different, I think, but the Rangers for a couple of years knocking on the door. They won the President's Cup and St. John's. I know that everybody doesn't watch college basketball, but St. John's is going to be top five in the AP poll. So is it really as bad as John made it sound, or is it just that the Jets and the Giants are so bad that it makes everything else kind of lower than it should be. That's what I think.
I think we have a lot more teams than everybody else, and there's a lot more losing than everybody else.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.